When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I want to thank all the people that supported me and bought my special at louisck.com, Killbox. I can't thank you enough. And if you haven't bought it, please go there right now. Support the special. Me and Louis did this independently. We didn't ask permission. We just did it. Louis directed it. He produced it. He paid for everything. And I need you to go and support this special. Go buy it. louisck.com. Robert Kelly's Killbox. I hope you enjoy it. Leave a comment and get it and spread the word. Right now, louisck.com. Go get it.
Yeah, baby. We're starting the podcast right now. We're back. You know what, dude? Live. Welcome, everybody, to the show.
YKWD.
I started a social media podcast. The fact.
YKWD podcast.
YKWD's back again.
Old school, back in the day, where it all started, before them all.
YKWD's
podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up, you're ruining this.
Where's the bandana, man?
Sorry, it's a comedy podcast. This isn't NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? This is the original. What's up, dudes and dudettes? Oh, you make me feel so good. You make me feel so good. What's up, fuckers? How you doing? You're fucking silly. Fuck it. I'm gonna bring these people right the fuck out right now. You know him. You love him. He told me to say his name first. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the legend, Rich Voss and Jim Norton. If they... You cocksuckers. They were right there, I swear to God. And they fucking left. Get the fuck out of here. All right, a better intro? Ladies and gentlemen, you know this guy. He's been shit on, pissed on. And he likes a big car. And the first white guy to play Jeff Dam. He has a really famous wife. Give it up for Rich Voss, everybody. Jeff Dam? Jeff,
you
what
said
is it?
Jeff Dam.
I don't know those black shows. I don't fucking. I didn't do that shit.
It's not a pandemic, it's a damn panic.
All right. I invited Jim Norton, not fucking Chip.
Yeah, I don't.
You get two chips and one Doug, and that's it. And no Edgars. You do Edgar, I'm fucking leaving.
Please do Edgar.
Rich was telling a really good story backstage about a guy approaching you and going, stop. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah, what happened? Tell us the story.
No, I was just one. Just fans are so great here. I was walking down the street, and this guy just said, stop, and he wanted to talk. I'm going, this is amazing how the people are just so happy and having a great time. And it was a pleasure to see this guy on the street.
Why are you holding the mic with two hands? Is it heavy?
Because I'm praying that this ends quickly.
Yeah. So is the audience.
Why don't you tell the fucking story?
Tell the
fucking guy, I'm walking down the street, he's got a beer, and he goes to stop me, and I almost hit him. But then I realize I'm too old, and I don't want to get fucked up. And I go, what do you need, sir? That's it. He just, why do you make me tell bad stories?
Because you put us through it in the back, and yeah, I'm like, they're going to suffer
it,
too.
Fuck them.
Oh, look at Norton told a joke. His eyes went wide open. Fucking blinky cocksucker.
Right on both counts. Can't sue him for slander.
It's 50-50. Cum goes in your eye.
50-50. Your jokes work.
No, I'd say it's more 20-80, Bob.
Wow. Look at this mess.
Yeah. I think you look good, dude.
So do I.
I like you. Yeah. I like your earrings. Did that take you a long time to do? But your cock is, you got shit in your cock too, right?
Yeah, okay.
You got shit in your cock?
I didn't know who he was talking to.
What? Your dick is pierced 4 times. Do you have a girlfriend? You wonder why.
I know. When you have chandeliers hanging off your ears, your dick is fucked up too.
I know. Yeah. And be careful, because he has magnetic teeth.
It might have been good if you didn't trip on magnetic.
Magnetic. Dude.
Yeah, but he should get credit for trying that word.
I know. But everyone saw that.
I know, and I felt it.
Yeah, magnetic.
Yeah, so did I.
It's fun watching those giant fences try to chew gum.
How long? Because I knew you with shit teeth. I knew you when you had bad teeth.
I knew you when you had hair and looked good.
That's fair. That's fucking fair.
Well, yeah, so what are you going to say?
I'm going to say, when did you get your teeth done?
Over the last, 7 years, $65,000 fucking dollars.
Jesus Christ. That's when did veterinarians become so expensive?
Why is he so quick? Yeah, I had them done like, I don't know, 6 years.
$65,000 fucking dollars.
Yeah.
Did Bonnie give you a loan?
No, please. I could have bought 2 tiny houses with my fucking teeth. Enough with your fucking dumb tiny house. Oh, I'm in the woods finding myself. Yeah. How hard is it to find yourself?
Exactly. Just ask the Hubble to take a picture.
From a satellite.
That's what I meant.
That's what he said.
Hear you.
What do you think he fucking meant?
What did he?
We've been doing this. This is what I fucking. What did you think? I meant Edwin Hubble, the guy? I meant the.
30 fucking years we've been doing this. You're still a dumb dumb.
Listen, can't we just talk?
We are talking.
This is the way we talk, fuck
this. This is how we talk in
private. Who do you think started all this horse shit? We're just mean assholes.
Yeah.
What do you want to be friends now, you cunt? It's not going to happen. I'm bummed that you're my best friend. I'm so sad that you guys. We've been friends for 30 years.
Yeah, I guess so. Close to it.
It's weird too because I was thinking about because this is amazing. This is truly fucking nuts that the Skanks and Lewis and everybody involved have put this together. But we've kind of went through this before with Opie and Anthony, right?
Yes, and that ended well.
Well, you fucking losers couldn't get along. We'd be here. You'd be the star of the show, asshole.
It happens.
I was going to put up with that lunatic for a couple more years.
Yeah, the virus tour, we were doing 10,000 people at some of those events.
But the difference between the virus tour and these fans, these people look like they're going to fucking stab you and take your money and then come on your chest.
Yeah,
wow. But there, you guys. I mean, I'm not saying this to kiss your ass. You guys are fucking so nice, and you get comedy. It's almost like the O&A fans. I love them, but they were fucking mean.
Oh, some of them were. Yeah,
some of them, dude.
Some of them had a very salty disposition.
I think
you're trying to get on another Sirius XM, the USA network. What are you trying to get on? Why are you trying to be clean?
Because I don't like to use profanity. I think it's a crutch, and I don't think we need it to have a good time.
Oh,
these are nice people. You're just telling them what great comedy audiences they are, and then come on, Jim, get these idiots engaged. Say cunt.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what? Jim, you have no profile.
I know that. Neither do you in the business.
That's just fucking... Wow. That's just fucking...
No, I know.
Your neck looks like an elephant's leg.
You left your shell at home?
I also think that we don't need to drag each other down in order to have a good time with these people.
I don't like Nice Jim. Nice Jim is making me sick. It's so funny, too. We're starting the show. I'm sorry we're late. But these two fucking old coots, I gotta pee. They had to go pee together.
Yeah.
Who the fuck doesn't pee before the show?
I did, but I had to urinate again. It's a part of getting older. I'm just feeling lucky to be alive and around these great people. Give yourselves a round of applause. Give yourselves a round of applause.
The same crowd that laughed at Pauly Shore. Go fuck yourselves. I fuck you too. But no, is he here? when we did the virus tour, big difference. I mean, we used to go out. And we used to panic backstage.
It was the scariest. I had to walk out there cold. And they got there at 11 in the afternoon, and they were drinking all day long in the parking lot.
They used to do something similar to this. They used to tailgate like a football game, and they'd have games and kind of weird shit. And we'd go out in the golf cart and around the parking lot and hang out with the fans and do stuff like that. It was crazy. But by the time I got in there, they were so fucking blasted.
It was insane.
I mean, a lot of people bombed.
Yeah.
And bombing in front of 12,000 people, it hurts everybody.
Many of the people in those crowds were drunk on spirits.
I hope you get HIV.
You and me both, Bob.
Again?
Wipe out my monkeypox.
Monkey.
I don't think... a lot of them didn't bomb. Maybe out of all those, shows, and there was like 10 on every one, maybe two people, Babiglia's bomb was so big, it counts as four people, but...
I forgot about that. That was a bad one.
That was at the Garden State Arts Center in New Jersey. It wasn't even his fault. They were doing a car raffle in the back. It wasn't Mike's fault.
Well, no, first of all, in August in Jersey, you don't walk out with a hoodie on, and like he's having a bad set. He goes, oh, what do you want him to be like Voss and do crowd work? So then he walks out to the audience to try to do crowd work. It was unwatchable.
I don't remember that.
Dude, I remember it. He was having a hard set. Then he went into the crowd. He had to get off. It was a big stage, like a rock and roll stage. Had to get off, and he had this sweater on. And then he started sweating because it wasn't working. And he was bombing in the middle of the fucking crowd. And he was like, what about you? And the guy was just like, what about me, fuckface? It was bad.
Crowd work, you got to do it well if you're going to do it. Like, it's not easy. Like, I happen to be very good at it.
Yeah. You got to do it well if you're going to do it? No shit.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, some don't know that. I'll give a quick example of, I'm going to have fun with someone in the crowd, and they're going to go crazy.
Okay, great.
You in the flowered shirt, what's your name? Kemp, you look like you're a private detective on some sort of an exotic island.
That went into a depression and ate himself. Now he doesn't fit in the helicopter. You're right.
I wasn't going to go in that direction. Then,
of course you weren't. And then
there's bad crowd work guy. Kevin, what do you do for a living?
Make T-shirts.
Oh, pretty cool.
I don't know what's bad about that. I do think it is pretty cool that he makes T-shirts.
This is a new character.
Slow down with your eyes, please. Yeah, okay. What are you doing, Morse code? Fucking.
He's talking.
Get me off this podcast.
any trannies in the crowd? I'm staying at the Circa. Room 5,
22.
I hope you can't stop doing it now. I hope that you do it, and all of a sudden you're like, God, it does feel good to do
that. Is that what you hope?
Yeah.
Ugh. Me and Voss play that
Voss
game.
Voss and I.
Yeah.
Hi. Ah, fuck you, you nerds. Me and Voss, cocksucker. Fucking little nerd. I went to school. Me and Voss, anytime we hang up the phone, we play I hope you.
I hope a deer hits your car and you get raped by his family.
I hope a deer hits your car, you fly through the window, all your clothes get ripped off into a kid's bedroom, and you fall into his cock. And then the parents come in and arrest you for pedophilia.
I hope when you get home, the Golden State Warriors are mounting your wife and all you hear is, who's next?
I hope that too. That fucking sounds hot. I'd love to watch my wife get fucked by Warriors. Right now she's getting fucked by a gatherer.
Oh, this is fun. I want to do one of those. That's fun.
Oh, go ahead. Do it. Try it. Go ahead.
I hope when you're on your way home that you're expecting an upgrade and it doesn't come.
You guys, you don't know what you're fucking doing, because this is how Chip started, and you're going to make another character. Now you're going to have another dumb shirt and another dumb podcast, and fucking Stupid's going to wind up in a mental institution because he doesn't know who the fuck he is anymore. So stop it. I love Jim. I'm losing Jim because of you cocksuckers.
I'm having a good time with this crowd. This is not all about F this and the dirty talk. We can have a good time and just have a conversation.
Could you please step out in the sun for an hour today? Do something, you pale fucking crayon.
I know.
Look at your little fingers.
Mashed potatoes with no backbone.
Go ahead, continue having fun at my expense if that's what makes you happy.
I'm
trying to avoid
like
melanoma.
New gym makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, that's good news.
that ought to be a month.
Yep. He always comes back with a nice fat zinger. You can't get that out of you. Oh, I almost slid right off you.
Yeah.
No, but were you ever scared? This is the fucked up part. You had to close all that shit.
I didn't close all of them. I closed, the show I had to close was, in Philly, when Bill bombed.
Oh, you did?
I followed Bill on that set and had to close that show. Yeah, Bill was next to last and I was last.
Yeah.
But it was okay. It went well, because they were just happy that it wasn't Bill.
No. Bill didn't bomb. Bill killed the other guy. Dom had a tough time, and Bill stuck up for him.
They were booing Bill, and then Bill turned it around, of course. But I'm saying he was having a tough set. And then
why are you explaining it, Dave?
I don't know. I was there. I was looking through a curtain, and it happened.
Yeah, instead of a hole.
But and then they started to do it to him in Cleveland because I think they loved him by that point because he did turn it around and they're like, fuck, this will be great to get in the shit on Cleveland like this, and he almost melted down.
He did melt down. I shared a dressing room with him and it was fucking destroyed when I went back to it. Yeah, but no, Dom Irrera bombed.
Well,
and Jimmy Schubert bombed on that show.
Well,
too.
Jimmy was early. Dom was in the second half, and Dom, who probably in the 80s, early 90s, was one of the best comics on the planet. But and he was from Philly, and this the show was in Philly.
Yeah.
And if you weren't like an ONA regular, it was like a white guy walking out at the Apollo. You had like 13 seconds to be funny, and they just didn't buy Dom. And Billy got so fucking mad, going, do you know who the fuck that is? And it just skyrocketed, and it turned Billy's career around.
Yep.
And look where he is, and look where we are.
Yeah.
Bill in front of the same crowd. Yeah. Well, all right. Well,
that's all right.
Hey guys, they're not all winners.
No. I didn't want to interrupt. I don't like to, as they say, interrupt the funny. I just wanted to say that.
Stop holding the mic like it's a cock. Put your pinky on the mic.
It wouldn't be that far from his face.
That's how you hold the mic.
I don't know how you think I spend my money, Bob. Sorry, well, you're right.
But when were you, all right, when you first started, you did ONA first and brought him in.
I brought Patrice in. Dice brought Norton in.
Yeah.
But I did ONA first. They came to Caroline's to see me, right? It was like an audition. Then I went in. Norton went in with Dice. I brought Patrice in. And then Norton really knows how to, you know, grab onto people's coattails and sucked his way up to third mic.
Yes.
And he was great at it.
Thank
he was
you
so
very much.
Good at it.
Don't try to end that with a compliment.
No, let me finish.
That's what Voss does. If he has a bomb, he goes, no, you look great.
Which you'll never hear from me. No, you do. I like how bad.
Shut up.
I mean, amazing.
I don't like that your fingers look like King Charles's.
He's in England.
Edema hands.
Yeah, your rings really fucking make me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
It's just
is that in case Bonnie dumps you, you'll have money to get somewhere and have a place to live?
Let me explain to you how much money I have.
Explain to me.
Yeah.
A lot.
You don't have enough for this finger, though, do you?
I do. It just got stuck in Bonnie's pussy.
Oh. That's where your other watch is, too.
And one of Jay's gloves.
Boss. Oh, I remember when you started going into ONA.
Yeah.
But you were like, dude, I'm going to get you in. It wasn't like a thing you just bring somebody in. And then... They got canceled. We were in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Remember we did that Cleveland Browns gig?
We did a gig with LL Cool J for the Cleveland Browns. It was me and Bobby, and LL was the headliner, and it was in front of the team at their practice facility. Yeah.
Well, was that during when we went to Cleveland or before?
You weren't there.
No, that's why I said me and Bobby.
That's why I asked. Let me tell you what a good friend Norton is.
You weren't there.
Norton was a really... We were all taping a TV show. Louis Anderson had a TV show on Comedy Central, and we taped down in Santa Monica.
It was on NBC.
It was on Comedy Central. It was on Comedy... Or, I mean, whatever. So Louis Anderson hosted...
Actually, you might be right. I don't know.
Oh, no. Louis Anderson... So we were there, me, him, Florentine, a bunch of us. So Norton and Florentine taped the night before me, and we all went down to support them. The next night I was taping. I'm going, where's Norton and Florentine? Well, Dice called them to go furniture shopping, to go look for a sofa. And they blew me off to hang with Dice and walk around.
It's a great career move. He did the right thing.
What are you doing? Are you teaching the audience how to move forward in life? Blow off Voss to hang out with Dice. Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
I'd do that again in a second. When I was best man at your wedding, if he had called me, you would have been standing there alone.
You were best man at my wedding because I got to the end. Okay, let's move on.
But when we got the call in the car because they did Sex for Sam.
Yeah.
And they got canceled. Yeah. I remember how fucking panicked you were.
Yeah.
You were freaking out because you just got the gig.
Yeah, I had moved into New York. I was going to jump out the window. I was so depressed.
Wait, but you were, before that.
Get him away from me. I don't want the little fucking.
Yeah, because all your fingers bend at the same.
Yeah. How are they all the same size? They're supposed to be different sizes.
Yeah. And they don't bend. They all move in unison. It's like one little unit.
Before sex...
Put them down. They're scaring me.
Yeah.
Before Sex for Sam, you guys went to jail because you were on some voyeur bus or something, and you go to jail for that before Sex for Sam,
Yes, and Louis Black. Yes, I did spend the night in jail, but I think everyone knows that story.
And three people.
I know. But I mean, I
two more than no Norton. Go ahead.
Well, you want to lose the audience? Go ahead. Keep attacking people that are having a good time.
It's so funny how you can manipulate a crowd.
That's what everyone
kindness.
Does. That's what comedy is. We're manipulating them, and they're manipulating us. It's almost like we're playing catch with each other. That's what it is. I throw it out. They throw the ball back with a laugh. What's wrong with that?
You're wasting your time trying to explain comedy to Bobby.
I don't know. Killbox might feel a little bit... I'm just plugging Bob's special.
Yeah, my Bob's special. Louis, if you cocksuckers don't buy it, fuck off. Don't ask for a picture.
That's not the way to do it.
Sorry, hang on. Stop. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Enjoy
if you can afford it, please.
No need
so thank you for... you know, it's okay. I understand. Times are tough right now.
Yeah, there's no need
So thank you for just considering it.
Don't scold the audience. Hey, if you don't buy it, you're dead to me. You encourage them. I've got some funny bits. I'd love you guys to enjoy it when you get home.
Yeah. Enjoy it. Thank you so much for your... for the way you guys are, for being here. That's what matters to me. Thank you. Thank you. I'm honored.
Yeah, do that fucking actor thing that they all do with the hands to you.
But I remember when you brought me...
What do you got?
Fuck it. Boo. Fuck it. Boo.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey guys, I want you to check out Guide Times Presents. It is, look, if you love funny, if you love real comedy, if you love like O&A, old O&A, you love my podcast, you're going to love this. They have so many podcasts, hilarious things. They have game podcasts. It's just a funny, fun place to go if you enjoy podcasts that make you laugh and you have a good time. So make sure you check them out. Guide Time Presents. Guide Times Presents. It's wordy, but you'll go there.
What's your biggest challenge? Blood work?
Yeah, turtlenecks.
Chin-ups.
My biggest challenge is jiu-jitsu. No, it's patiently waiting until you two run out of steam quickly.
Bobby looks like an out-of-work monk.
Wow.
Put your hood on.
I didn't think that was going to work. I really thought that was going
to
work.
I didn't either, and the crowd just decided to go with it, yeah.
Now hang yourself.
Aww. You look like a fat flamingo kid. That was for the older crowd. First of all, I hate your shirt.
Huh? Yeah, I honestly didn't want to mention it, but I also hate it. It's really...
See, the difference is I hate both of you. I could wear a new shirt.
No, you can't wear that shirt. It doesn't fit.
No, it doesn't fit. You're no longer a medium.
Don't suck it in. Stand up. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out.
Listen, I can't help but look at how he dresses, and you're going to come after my shirt?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, he dresses like he's backstage at a one-man show. Like one... You're on in three.
I dress...
You dress like a dyke. Shut up.
Oh, come on, Dave. Yeah.
Dave.
Wait.
Dave,
is the mic on? Hold on, make sure
Dave's
the mic's
on. Turn Dave's mic on.
Hold on.
Dave.
Wait. Turn Dave's mic on.
I just wanted to say one thing. I was observing this incredible gathering like this.
Thank you, Dave.
And it looks like Vladimir Putin met Vladimir Gluten in a...
Hang on, let's bite mics.
You feel better,
Dave? That's all I wanted to say.
Dave, are you and Jeff doing bumping kikes here this week?
God damn it. News travels fast this side of Vegas. No, I was down the street on the corner of Hep and C, and I was... Here we are, guys.
Yeah.
Vegas.
We're trying to keep it clean for this audience, though.
I apologize because
I'm... Oh, sorry.
I apologize because I'm dressed for Reno. But,
did you like
thanks for having me on, my friend.
Did you
good
have fun at the
Bobby.
Other set? Did you have fun at the other set?
Who?
You did the other set. Did you have a good
yeah,
time?
Yeah, I had a good time.
Okay.
And, you know, it's good to see a crowd sitting down. I didn't know, like, they're allowed to do that here, you know?
Yeah. It's nice.
Everybody's standing. I'm like, who runs this? The Taliban? I mean, really? Go ahead,
Dave,
guys.
Dave, we were talking about Opie and Anthony days.
Yes.
Did you ever do the virus show?
Oh, of course I did.
Yeah. You did yeah. it?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I was there, like, multiple times when Patrice was on.
Yeah.
And Boss... And, like, all you guys, like, I just saw you guys, like, explode into, like, great on the mic. You just guys got better and better and better, so.
Yeah, I thought that whole, I thought Patrice was a little overrated.
Really?
I mean, I don't
Boss is kidding, and yet.
Yeah. I don't think do a documentary yeah. about me.
Yeah, if you don't think he said that, if you don't think he said it to Bonnie on the way back to Jersey through the tunnel.
No, I said it about you and him.
Do no, you I understand? Didn't. We're dying to do a documentary about you. I can't wait until they're like, would you like to be interviewed in the Voss documentary? Yes, I would. Because you know what yeah. it means? That you've died.
Yeah. The documentary just ends on your teeth and a bunch of hats you have. And some rings. You think Bonnie's going to sell those when you die? Or she's going to keep them?
She's going to throw everything out. All my sneakers, my hats, my golf clubs. She told me. Even my stamp collection.
They should make a movie about you with Nicholson about shit. Thank you very much. I thought that deserved a little more, but I'll take what I can get. I appreciate that.
You know...
This looks like the hazing of a magician. You know, like this crowd gets
it. You do look like a magician. He
looks like
magician.
A street magician.
Yeah, but you can't do sleight of hand because your hands are too small.
Yeah.
they always see the dime behind your hand.
The only trick you can do is to make the laughter disappear.
Thanks.
Jim, thank you.
How was the flight out, fellas?
a little bumpy, Dave, to
a
be very
bumpy,
honest.
A little bumpy, am I right?
A little bumpier than I prefer. Yeah. How about you?
Bobby flew cargo.
I just caught a migrant bus coming back, and you know what?
But I was talking about, we were doing this for a long time. We
What's did that?
This type of thing, and I'm glad it's still fucking around.
Yes.
Because, I mean, you did that. We've been around for a long time. We're the old guys at this festival.
I'm so old.
Yeah.
I'm incredibly old.
I mean, we are the oldest guys here.
Is that why you, backstage before he came out, Bobby said, let's remind these kids that the old lions can still roar.
First of all.
Hey. Hey. You know what I say? I say, my diaper's half empty, not half full. I'm just getting started. Thank you. Thank you. You'll smell it. Now.
Dave, how long have you been doing stand-up now? 32?
35 years, I think.
35.
35 years. Yes. Sometimes at home, I stand on a pile of the words you can't say anymore. And have you ever had somebody come up to you with one of your old jokes? You're like, what kind of hate speech is that? Oh, fuck, I said that? Holy shit. Boss, how about you? How long?
38 years.
Holy shit.
Well, really?
Yeah, I'm sober at 36, and I did it for 2 or 3 years on crack, so...
That's a toss.
I remember he came to Boston, Nick's Comedy Stop in Boston. Nobody knew who he was. He showed up with a tank top and a wet ponytail, and the back of his tank top was wet from the ponytail. And he had his old teeth, and he was just like, who do I talk to about getting up?
I fucking killed. That's where I had my bottom on Freebase up in Boston.
No shit.
Yeah, I was working plums. I met a waitress. I had like $500 back then, you know. And I go, where can we get coke? She goes, I don't know. And I go, I do. And I drove from Worcester to New York.
That's a fucking 3.5 hour drive.
And I bought $300 or $400 worth of coke.
Wow.
We had sex in a hotel all night, and then it was Sunday, and I had to drive her back to do one more night at Nick's. I was fucking a half an hour from my house, no money, and this fucking girl in the car, and my nose bleeding, and I went back to and then I went to rehab a week later.
Yeah, dude, that almost sounds like addictive behavior.
Why? There were no cocks involved.
What?
I'd love to hear her version of the story. It's probably like, I drove to New York, I had sex with a lawn gnome.
Why did you have to drive so far for coke? Didn't they have a 7-Eleven back then, or no?
Yeah, they paid you at Nick's in coke. Why did you drive back to New York?
I wish I knew that there.
Well, don't worry. This is New Vegas. There's no powder to be had here in this town.
Right.
Here, it's all about, working out and all that kind of stuff, going to a day spa. Are you going to hit the spa tomorrow?
Don't worry, Dave. They don't all work.
They don't.
I worked out today. That's what we do. Bobby worked out today.
Don't be serious. No one cares.
I hate...
Dave is kidding, and Voss is like, well, you know, but I really did go down and do a little elliptical.
Oh, look at
that. I wish you would have dropped dead on it. Nobody cares.
Well, I didn't want to bring up the wet ponytail, but... So let's call the raffle numbers and get the fuck out of here.
But when you did the Opie and Anthony thing, were you not? You get away? Will you move your fucking melon?
You're asking me a question.
I'm not. I'm asking Dave a question.
Oh.
Go that way, you fucking alien head. Were you nervous at all? Because
I was nervous.
Were you nervous? Because I remember me and Patrice used to shit our pants.
Really? I think we were so comfortable there.
No, we were fucking petrified.
Really?
Yeah, because it was they were screaming. And yeah, I remember one time I was doing the show, and there was a guy just sitting in the front row going, fuck your mother! Fuck your mother!
It was your stepfather.
Oh, you mean the live shows. No, I don't know if I ever did them. I just went in and did the radio. You're talking about the actual
gigs,
live.
The gigs, yeah, the tour.
Oh, no. That was that was a fucking knife fight all the way through, right?
Yeah, it was bad.
That was radio. almost like, do you hate comedy? Come down and see.
did you bring that to Opie and Anthony? Did they have, because we had it at the table. We would be at the Comedy Cellar table doing that type of shit. Busting each other's balls, talking serious, and then... Did you bring that to Opie and Anthony by bringing all of us on, or did they have that before you?
I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Anthony would say I was a part of that, and Opie would say I wasn't. So I guess it's for the listeners to decide what it was like before and after. But I think that just was natural to bring comics on and fuck with each other. That's just what we did. And acknowledging bombs.
I used to be so scared going to Opie and Anthony, though. I would pick my outfit. Make sure it was, because you go on there, any little thing that was wrong, it was a 45 minutes to 2 hour just smashing, and it was so bad sometimes I hurt like inside, like my feelings, like I would be sitting there like trying not to cry.
We would bring in our old videotapes of like our early performances, and let me tell you something. 2 hours of beatdowns for every... It was...
I brought the one where...
Patrice never brought his because he was scheduled, but then we got canceled. So we actually never did Patrice's ultimate, which is a shame because he was convinced that he was good.
We should get it and do it.
I don't know which one he had, yeah.
Yeah. I would love to see him. I remember him going... I remember him in... He used to be a door guy at the Comedy Connection.
Yep.
And I remember when he first went up and started doing comedy. He had the... What was the sub joke? He had a food, like some fucking sub joke. and he liked little titties because it was like smoking a joint. Yeah, the Malcolm XXL joke.
Malcolm XXL, I remember very well. Yeah. We finally bludgeoned him out of doing that joke.
You guys made fun of me so much, I stopped fucking the stool.
Yeah, Bob would hump the stool sometimes. And this is before me, too. But apparently, there was a lot of the stools were complaining.
I remember I brought my tape in. It was at Nick's Comedy Stop. And I used to... It was so bad. I used to go...
Oh, that's...
Remember after the joke, I'd be like, you like that?
Oof.
So, I mean, after all the jokes, I'd just be like, boom, bang.
Oof.
You guys, I remember just looking in your eyes like, I fucking hate you. And then I remember being at the show that night, Robert Kelly, and I was going, from the crowd.
I was so humiliated after mine was watched. I remember it was, I think it was Voss, it was you, Mercurio, Colin, and one other person, I don't remember who.
That kid Mike.
Mike DiNicola. And I remember afterwards, Colin just said, I can't even look at him. I was like, wow, that was really bad.
Well, you did that thing, that military thing.
Dave, are you walking that way?
No, he lost money.
There you go.
He's old. He dropped his wallet.
That's right. Money found,
Jewish.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So wait a minute. You were doing that tongue thing, and then the planes hit the towers. What happened?
It was before that.
We all had to stop those bits for a couple of weeks. I remember that. It was tough. It was tough to go let go of the closers. Those closing bits.
I remember yours was atrocious, too.
I did. I think mine was from Rascals Comedy Hour.
Yeah.
And I was wearing those parachute pants.
Oh, right.
I had a fucking long ponytail, and it was fucking... I was doing that stuff last week, that material. It was so bad. And I have all my old tapes from when I fucking started.
They're not on tape. They're on, like, 8mm.
Yeah.
The Zapruder films. You can hear it go...
Yes.
Oh, look at it. Part of your act again. Me and Bobby... hated each other in the beginning.
Oh, my God. Because you're a cunt, Voss.
No.
I'm going to tell you, Voss is not... I try to bring all the new guys on my show. I fucking see, come the fuck on, let's hang out. Because my friends won't do my show. They won't do YKWD. But I like the new guys. You're a dick to new guys.
No.
First thing you said to me...
No, I'm not a dick to new guys. I just test new guys. And the other thing
is... Who the fuck are you?
I know.
I'm Rich Voss, bitch. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not saying nice. I'm nice to new guys. Do you tip your middle acts on the road? Nice. I don't mean get in their car. Do you tip them money?
I do. I say you need to get better, right? Good jokes.
You're the only comedian that my parents met. Otto, all my friends, Patrice, the only fucking one they did not like the first time they met him was you. You were the only one. My parents are so easy, and they're like, well, he wasn't very nice. And
you're not a good person. This is the first thing he said to me. Hey, where are you from? I'm like, from Boston. I'm in front of everybody at the Boston Comedy Club. Cool. How long have you been doing comedy? I was like, around 6 years. He goes, yeah, get me a coffee, cream, and 2 sugars.
Wow.
What a cunt.
Yeah, but you got the coffee.
No, I did not. Me and Boss almost fought one time.
We were in the Comedy Cellar. And I was smoking, and I don't know what happened. He picked up my box of cigarettes and threw them across the room. And I took a whole plate of buffalo wings.
No, he took the table. He flipped the table. He went, fucking fidgets. And the wings went all over me.
And he wasn't mad about the stain on his shirt. He was mad that he couldn't eat those wings.
I was mad. The wings are good at the Cellar.
We stood up, and then we go, what are we doing?
And we stood up, and we're like, what the fuck are we doing? We're going to roll around in fucking wing sauce at the Cellar?
I remember one time, we were doing a gig. We had to find a gas station, and it was closed. And finally, we found another one. Swapping jokes in the car.
man do I. I fucking hate you.
Me, Norton, and Florentine used to go to these booths where you would pay $10 and a girl would watch you fucking spank it. And I got kicked out because I was trying to talk her down to $5.
I remember the first time.
That's not why you got kicked out. You got kicked out because you had a spatula and you were trying to eat off the floor.
Oh, a spatula.
Yeah, he knows the technique.
I mean, yeah. How else would you get cum off a floor?
You can lick it like a fucking lollipop until it comes off.
No, it's dirty that way.
I remember the first time in New York City with the peep shows.
Including
Dave, you're on deck.
It was me, Billy Burr, Patrice, Bob Marley, Dane.
Yes.
And we drove all the way to New York. We went to the Cellar. We went to all the clubs. We were just walking around like idiots. And then we went to the peep shows.
Yes.
The ones where they had the little window you could stick your head in, and it was like a genie's lamp.
Yes.
And they had these chicks in there. I mean, you know, one titty was bigger than the other. They had like a fucking belly button hernia.
Yes.
Breastfeeding.
Yeah, they had like C-section scars. But your head was in the room, and I remember just all of our heads popped in. We're like, what the fuck is this? And then Patrice ran out of money, so all of a sudden my door opened, and he moved over, and he mushed himself into this. And he was like, yo, Bobby, get that black chick with the C-section. Tell her to come over here. I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, shut the fuck up. Just get that bitch over here. And he goes, give her some money. I had to give her money. And then it was just my head, and a black hand came out and just started squeezing a titty.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Show World.
Show World.
On 43rd and 8th and 9th.
Yeah, 8th Avenue.
That was the first place I ever saw a cripple fight, and that was... a guy in a wheelchair being beaten with a crutch by another guy. Fucking crazy.
They opened a comedy club up there.
They did?
The Laugh Factory.
In Show World, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Should I tell them the Central Park story?
I mean, we've told it already. How about another story? Like, there was a time I was with Voss, and he goes, I'm having a hard time with this bit. And we sat down, and we hashed it out.
You got your notebooks out,
and,
right?
And I hashed it out. I said, yeah.
And I came up with, I'm dodging her.
That's right.
You guys really have lived a life.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right, swap it out for a mic.
Yeah. Okay, right. Cool.
That one was removing the humor.
More about Show World.
I wish they would have swapped out with a... Oh.
Go ahead, Rich. Have faith. This is a good crowd.
This is beyond good. Look at this crowd, standing room only.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's a fantastic crowd.
You think this would happen at the People's Choice Awards? Probably not. Half of them would run. But let's face it, we're at that point of the night now. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
Vegas we're at that point in our career now.
Vegas is calling right now. What are you thinking?
Nothing. Ari just texted me.
Yes.
Wow. You got all the big ones.
Maybe we should turn in early and be the first guys at the buffet tomorrow. What do you think?
It is weird, though, because I get tired around 11:30.
I like to see what melon is to be had, if you know what I mean.
I think the first gig you and I did together was Poor Billy's. Was Vinnie Brand booked that? It was a Jersey Sunday night sports bar.
Should have been called Poor Audience.
And I bet you we crushed it, didn't we?
Oh, my God. Home run after home run.
Fuck yeah.
No, I was... Yeah, I think that was the first gig. I did that once with a guy. Do you remember Charlie Barnett?
Of course.
I worked there with him because Bobcat Goldthwait, but he couldn't leave L.A. because the riots. The L.A. riots after the Rodney King beating, and he couldn't leave. So I wound up doing that with... As I'm telling this story, I'm realizing I am not even interested in the end of it. So how could
you
I expect...
You actually hypnotized me. I was just staring at your no-neck.
But I did kind of catch myself and right the ship. But last night, we had a late night bull session. How fun was that?
There were a couple of towns that were terrifying. Like Boston was one of them because everybody up there was like a power headliner. Philly was another one where like people, that was like, wow, you're going to Philly? Just leave your fucking rings and wallet because you're not going to make it. They were so tough.
It's not any better now.
Yeah, they're way better now. They're way better everywhere now. But I was just saying back then it was like one of those like fucking, you don't know what's going to happen. It's really like the audience really did not want to hear comedy.
Boston was tough. Boston had so many funny guys. I remember I saw Colin Quinn fucking walk 500 people twice.
No way.
I mean, because they would put headliners up. And the people
in
New
York,
did
that to me too. Yeah.
They would put headliners up and go, okay, big boy, you're going to make all the money coming from New York. Follow this shit. They just smash in front of those people. And then I remember people walking out on Colin. My friend had to walk Colin through the kitchen because they were going to fucking murder him.
Yes.
Joe Iannetti.
In Buffalo, the audience chased Colin down the street.
Did they really?
Yeah. Get that fucking cocksucker on the phone.
In Buffalo, that's a compliment.
Yeah.
I saw Colin one night in the cellar. A guy in the back is yelling at him, and Colin had such a comeback, man.
Good. I hope this is him forever now.
Me too. It's calming. It's nice. Sir,
look, he just walked this guy.
Great.
He just walked a fucking Vegas local just
sir.
Left.
Yeah. It's weird to run in a caddy from Saudi Arabia. But
remember that gig we did up in SUNY Delhi?
Oh, God.
It was a college gig.
The worst.
And we all did it because the guy Marty was a great guy, but it was a fucking hell gig. Hell gig. And I went up. I actually did great twice. Had me go up with you, and I thought I was going to kill. And I went up before Norton, and I ate my dick. So bad.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was because it was a mostly black audience.
Mostly.
I said something about the girl's hair, and I didn't know you weren't fucking supposed to do that.
I told you in the car on the way, don't make any comments about that.
It's not what you did. On the way back, I was going, Duke, I was so sad that I bombed. He killed, by the way, which I don't know how the fuck.
Because I embraced the audience and the cultural differences. I shone a light on it, and I applauded it, and I think everybody appreciated that.
Yeah. What are you talking about? You fucking...
I opened up, and there's a black guy, and I put my hand next to his. I'm like, look how different they are. I said, let's hug it out.
Yeah. You actually went like this. Phone home. Wow. Oh. I thought you were going to get that E.T. joke.
Yeah.
Me and Norton did a gig.
Dave's on his flip phone. That's how bored he is.
We did a gig.
Went back to the past.
Yeah. We did a one-nighter in Connecticut, and Norton went on first and killed.
T.J. McCormick. No, it was called McCormick's.
And there was a big
glass.
Yeah,
yeah. Yep.
All I did was fucking... I was bombing from the beginning.
Yep.
And he was in the back just getting them to hate me more. Just sitting back. There's nothing worse than bombing in front of that asshole.
I'll tell you what's worse.
Because he's the worst. I was driving home going, please, can we stop? I haven't eaten. Can we go? I'm really hungry. And he's like, no, I want to go home. It's fucking... And then all of a sudden, he saw an adult bookstore sign on the other side of the highway. Fucking through the cop lane. And you went in to jerk off in the middle of nowhere, by the way. You wouldn't get me a fucking hamburger at McDonald's.
Where that was going. I was looking out for you, my friend.
That doesn't sound like you, Jim.
He went in to jerk off, and then he came out. You were so mad because some guy kept knocking on the door.
Why would I get him mad?
Not true.
Where's that couple going?
There's another show happening right now. Where are you going?
We only have a few minutes left.
We only have a couple minutes.
Let's wrap this up.
No, let's talk about it. We didn't even...
No, fuck. Then get them back. Then go get them back.
First of all,
I'm kidding.
We talked about ONA, but we didn't even talk about Tough Crowd on how.
Yeah, Tough Crowd.
That's when. Can I just say this, as a guy who was a fan of that show, is that when you run into a super comedy fan and they always bring up Tough Crowd, I know that they're like ultimate. Like they know what they're talking about. So
it was Tough Crowd was so influential to comics, to younger comics now, that they all watch Tough Crowd. It was.
What? Are you?
Am I stupid?
Are you telling them or telling yourself? I mean,
yeah.
Really, it sounds like you're.
What are you doing?
Like you're talking yourself
into it. Look, I brought it up.
You need sugar? What the hell's happening to you right now?
If I need sugar, I'd lick your neck.
You sound like a comedian looking at an empty calendar. You know, they watched Tough Crowd. It meant something to.
You don't have to shake your head anymore.
Yes, I do. Do you like Voss? No.
You guys were, but I know this, you guys were
You guys were all writers on the show at the beginning, and then Colin came into the fucking office and saw you guys just fucking off every day, so he fired all of you.
No. It was Colin and Ken Oberyn. It was Keith Robinson and me. And we would actually sleep in the office, and Nick DiPaolo and Giraldo had their office together, and they would actually work. But yeah, he stopped us from writing. We didn't get hired. That's the whole story. I mean,
he said he fired you.
He didn't fire us. What happened was when Colin likes to just jazz things up.
Well, we had to fire him.
What happened was when the show got picked up, that was when we were conceptualizing the show, they just kept certain writers and none of us were right. They didn't keep Geraldo or Nick. We were on air personalities.
You were regular. Were you a regular too?
I was a semi-regular. I did it.
That's a no.
Yeah. I did it 35 times.
How many times? You did it too, Dave, right?
Yeah, I did it a couple times.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I also thought that, like, you know, if they let them just be free and like let them like roll like that, and for some reason Comedy Central always had trouble with like, we don't want to edit anything, and I'm like, you should let these guys just roll and then edit it. And they made it also like set up like, you know, like here's a bit, here's a segment, they right. should just let you guys roll, because it never captured the talks you guys used to have at the Cellar, like at the table. And I was like, you know, this is as close as you're gonna get, and it's great, but honestly that would have been like beyond, if you ask me, you know.
Yeah, they would get notes like about like rape jokes and like really harsh religious jokes. I mean,
yeah.
Dave, where do you get your ideas?
Well, sometimes after
it.
A show like tonight, I'll just go home, put a tie on the doorknob, and put my head in it, and you know. If I come, it's another day. If I don't talk about me nicely, my mom's listening. Hey, what's up with these lanterns anyhow?
I know.
God, that really is frightening.
That was for Jay's special.
That was special.
They look great, yeah.
What was kind of a spooky lighthouse kind of feel to it, am I right?
You guys miss, like, I don't know, maybe you still get it, but I remember back in the day when we were at the Cellar, do you guys miss all the fucking sex and all the crazy sex shit we used to do?
No, I mean, I get older. I'm 54 now. I mean, I'm jerking off this weekend. It's funny you should ask that.
You don't look it.
Thank you, Dave. I feel like I'm a little guilty about it. I haven't been jerking off. But no, you get older. You don't think... I mean, like, I'm looking at your legs, madam. They're very nice. I'm looking at your legs as well, madam. And, sir, yours are not bad. If I didn't see the rest of you, I'd probably be looking at your... No, not really. I mean, I did it. I'm glad I did it. I got a lot of loads out.
We did it. I mean, we did a lot. We had a lot.
More than my share.
I mean, all of us. I mean, you guys... I remember you guys... Remember the time... Well, you and Keith came up one night. You were like... I think you had sex with a girl in front of Stand Up New York.
I did?
Are you deaf?
Yeah.
Hey,
anything
to draw a crowd. Am I right? You should have done it at the comic strip.
My girlfriend was... in the car blowing me, and I saw Norton walking down the street.
Yeah.
And I said, can he come in and watch? She goes, yeah. And he got in the back seat.
That was on West 4th Street. I was annoyed because I drove in from New Jersey, and I had jerked off before I left the house, so my dick was like a little twisted root, but I wanted to jerk off again watching, and I couldn't come.
She was so fucking hot.
She was so hot.
How much was gas back then? Trying to make it more relevant to our times,
right.
You know, because of your fuck stories.
You remember the time I brought the girl to your apartment and she ate my ass in your hallway?
Right. Oh. Yep. I'm still friends with her.
Do you remember what she did?
Yeah. I had like jerked off, and then Bobby had his foot up in his sock on my wall, which thank God you didn't do that now. But you had your foot up, and she was eating your ass, and she went... And she spit out a little piece of paper.
I thought it was one of his jokes.
I thought that was the Boston baked bean pie.
Yeah, she was like...
Fantastic.
All right, we're going to wrap this
That's
up.
That's a close.
You guys are awesome. I fucking love you guys so much. You
know, Bobby, thanks for letting me be
David
a part
Tell.
Of it.
Oh, Dave.
Jim Norton. Rich Fox. Special Killbox. I'm Robin Kelly. You guys.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.